Okay, says the Mechaber, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush, women are obligated in Kiddush, Afa Pi, even though she mitzvahs, Asei Shazman Groma, it's a positive time-bound mitzvah, Hey, Pirish mitzvahs, Asei Tzuli B'Zman, morning. Mishum, why is that? Why is the exception? Because there's a hekesh. To itkash, you make a hekesh, a connection, a halachic, a comparison between Zohar Lishamor, right? Well, Mishnah speaks out because we have both of those written in Yisera Sadibros. Hani Noshi Hoyov Isnahu Bishmira, since these women are obligated in the Shmira, which means the negative mitzvahs, the lavim, the lam test malachas, a woman's not allowed to violate any of those on Shabbos, since she's obligated on that side. So there's a hekesh that so too Isnahu Bizakhira. So women are also obligated in the Zakhira, which means the positive mitzvahs. So that's why they have to make Kiddush as well. Kiddush is one of the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, so therefore it's linked together. Okay, so then it comes out, continues the Mechaber, since women are obligated to make Kiddush, umotzios es hanoshim, a woman could be motzi a man. They're both obligated raisa. Fair is fair, right? She's obligated raisa, he's obligated raisa. Hayo v'chayavos min haTorah kimosam, since women have the same level of obligation as a man, vis-a-vis Kiddush. Okay, that's the Mechaber, so the Mishnah Berurah. In Sivkat and Gimel, speaks out this idea that we just said about that there's a hekesh, right? We compare. Think of a hekesh like a pipeline that it connects, you know, one to the other. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the itkesh zocher v'shomer. Okay, the zocher is yom Shabbos l'kadosh, hamar b'ridibros rishonos, right? That's in Parshas Yisro. V'shomer is yom Shabbos l'kadosh, hamar b'ridibros achronos. That's going to be in Veschonon. Shnehem b'dibur echad ne'emru, right? They both said it at the same time, right? Recently, we talked about in shul, they had that that voice, and people were debating which one they heard, what name they heard. Did they hear the Yanni, or you hear Laurel, right? You know what I'm talking about? So we spoke about shul that it's possible to have one thing being said, but to hear two different things, right? Shama v'zachar v'dibur echad, right? You can hear two different things
two different people hear two different things.
Yeah, right. Two different people hear
everybody heard both. That's the...
Right, that's right. It's not good. It's true. Sure. Okay.
As soon as people, they mishear, whatever.
Right, but here they hear both. Correct. Yeah. It's a good point. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, but nevertheless, you do hear that you could have two things heard in one one speech.
Two things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's not a real limud. It's just a pop culture. All right, back to reality. Zohar koy al mitzvah asay for kiddush. Okay, so zohar the in what's it called? Zoch was said by Yisro, so that's the chiyuv to do the mitzvah asay of kiddush. Shomer koyal shmirah mimalacha, not doing isur malacha. Cheshem should be isur malacha, but vada gam nashim uzuharos. Certainly, a woman is. You would say, oh, Shabbos is time bound, so therefore you're not restricted. You can do any malachas you want. No, of course they do. They're that applies to the mitzvahs. Lo sase ein chilik bein zman gram bein shein zman gram. Whether time bound or not, so. Cain, but asay the zachor gam noshim mitzuvos. So therefore, also they become linked, since obviously the negative, obviously the positive as well. Okay, upashit. It's obvious to katan ena motzi esa isha. So a woman cannot do that. Let's just speak that out. Why can't the katan? Because the katan's only chayav on a derabbanan level, and a woman is chayav on a derais level. So katan can't make kiddush for a woman. Dilo osi derabbanan umapik deraisa. Okay. Vafilu imhu ben yud gimel shana. Even if the kid is a bar mitzvah boy, chayshinan shem alohe viyish de saros. So this is a real din d'oraisa. So when it comes to a din d'oraisa, we don't know whether or not he has the simonim of being a gadol. De bemile d'oraisa lo samchinan achazaka. We're not going to lie upon the chak. Say most boys when they are 13 already are a gadol. The mikaven she gilichlal shlonim, he gilichlal simoni saros.
So like they can daven for the amud and lane because those are durabunans.
Right, that's, but we wouldn't. Yeah. What would be an example? Yeah. Wouldn't them lane zocher.
Oh, yeah.
Right, bar mitzvah boy for zacher would not.
So if you have a bar mitzvah boy for zacher, that one person, he wouldn't.
I don't think so.
He wouldn't. Someone else would. Yeah.
I think Rabbi Willig said two of his sons had bar mitzvahs on Zohar.
Really? Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly. Right? Ad shim sheyismale zekon. So when see the kid has to start shaving, then okay, we can tell that that already he's a gadol. Kimosh shekosu b'choshem mishpat simin lamedei. Okay. V'chein tikadish isha la'atzmo. So therefore, l'chein, therefore, since the katan can't be motzi her, she makes kiddush for herself. Which is an interesting question. Women could make kiddush, so maybe women should make kiddush for everybody, right? We'll see why what is permitted and what is not recommended. The im eina yodas l'kaddish ba'atzma. So the woman doesn't know how to make kiddush for herself. Okay, tomer ima mila b'mila mirosho viad sofo. He says the katan says it along with her word for word, right? V'lo techavin letzeis b'kiddusho. Bikidusho, and he doesn't have any kavana. He has what we talk about, negative kavana. We saw this back in the Shema by benching. Let's say you're teaching a little kid how to bench. So if you don't say the actual words correctly, then the kid's not going to learn correctly. So you have to you're saying the real brachos, but you don't want to bench, or you know you don't have a chiv to bench, whatever it is. So let's not forget. Let me give a better case. You have a chiv to bench, but you don't want to be yotzi with the benching, so you could have negative kavana. You could say the words, but not be yotzi. So it's you could have the you could say the words. She's saying it herself. So she should have the kiddush cup out there. She had the bread out there when she's making the kiddush. Right? Not the kids holding it. Because he's not the one kicking. Meaning the little eight-year-old kid is sitting there with the kiddush cup, right? And he's saying it, and she's saying it word for word. No, he's not really being the one yotze. She should be holding the kiddush cup, right? Not just like a 12-year-old or something like that. V'cholze v'shlo hispalde ha'isha tefilas arvis. Oh, so now we're all talking with the woman didn't daven arv, right? As we learned yesterday, that according to someone who's going to quote in a second, if you've davened mariv, then you've already been yotzi kiddush on a deraisa level. Now you are on a derabanan level, right? Now, there's a lot to talk about that, because maybe you have to mention somehow Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, and we don't really do that by davening. Okay? Ava'im hispala, if she did daven already, l'dasa mogen avram hanau, as we mentioned, kevar, yotze yedei Kiddush d'oraisa.
Maybe the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim is d'rabbanan, and so therefore you yotze your Kiddush d'oraisa with the davening.
Right, that's the answer. Or the chiv. Or the chiv might be really derisive to mention. Okay.
If the chiv is derisive, then you would not be yotzi with davening then. But we said before you are yotzi with the davening.
Okay. All right. I hear.
So.
So let's say the case is poshut where, what's it called? She's davened already, and then now she's on a derabanan level. So now the kid's also on a derabanan, right? So now we're on an equal playing field. So on this now, you could have a kid who's, again, 13, but we don't care about the simonim, but because even if he's not, he's only chayav really on the derabanan level. She's also derabanan. So he'll be motzi her. In that case, it could work. The cotton could do. Kosma sefer eli rabba shnei anashim im roitzim lahotzi b'nei veisam. So if you have two different heads of the house, each one wants to be motzi to make kiddush for their families. Lo yikadshu ka'achas. They shouldn't, you know, on your market set go and have both fathers make kiddush for each of their separate family, to trekale lo imishtame, because you can't listen distinctively to two voices, and you can't hear when two people are speaking or saying something at the same time. You can't concentrate on one. You can't be yotze through the kiddush. This concept, it comes up in Megillah. This actually comes about to be a kula in terms of kol isha. This is what the poskim use when you have multiple women singing at the same time. Trei kali la mishtame, that you can't hear the distinctive woman's voice. So then, therefore, there might be a kula to listen to if you have a choir or something like that, not a soloist, but a choir where you have many women singing and you can't ascertain who's actually singing. This is the klal that they use. Trei kali la mishtame. Okay, let's go dalad. Motzios es anashim, right? That women could be motzi men because they're both chayav on a deoraisa level. V'chein hiskimu hataz maganav agroa v'sharchgorim. Everyone agrees to this. Mikol malkam hedges it. Nevertheless, yesh lahachmi lechatchila shlotoytzi isha anashim she'ena b'nei beisa. Lechatchila, a woman should not be motzi someone not of her family member. Dizila milsa. It's not the bekavadik to have a woman going around making kiddush for other men. So therefore, for her family, let's say l'mashal, everyone comes home from shul, no one heard kiddush, and mommy wants to make kiddush to everybody. According to all these, you got the big way, the taz, the magnum, the grah. But mommy can make kiddush for everybody. If there's guests coming, then that's not appropriate. He says zila milsa, it's not appropriate for a woman to make kiddush for men who are not part of her family.
It's almost like a woman who's making kiddush for men should just say it without the tune, just say it plain.
It's from family. I don't know
if it's from, you know, family. Yeah, but I'm saying, but if it's making it for men,
you say not to make it for another man. So it wouldn't even come on to making it with
the
nigga.
It's the modesty part.
It's not a kol isha issue. It's not a kol isha issue. Okay, let's try to finish up. Hoyo v'chayavos. Since we're on the same level, lechein yechol lahoytzi afilu hi kvar yatzi de kiddush kemo beish, right? We'll get there. Sif Dalad. Le'inyan kiddush anashim v'nashim shavin. Right on the same level. V'doa. Kishe echad moitzi lechaveri yidei kiddush. When someone's making kiddush, it's a general. When someone's making kiddush on behalf of someone else, tzarech lechavin lehoitziu lehashomeya tzarech lechavin letzeis. There has to be two way kavana. The one, the makadish, has to have in mind of being moitzi's person. The one who's listening has to be in mind to be yotzi with through the person. Lechein min haynachon sheyazkir b'al habayis levenei vesa sheyechavin letzeis. He should remind them, I'm making kiddush on your behalf. The common besimin reisha and gimel besmishne brus if cotton lamed mashen nichtov sham. That's why we say savri. Savri means gentlemen. Pay attention. I'm about to make kiddush for you. So that's the people know that. People think savri is like, you know, I don't know.
It's part of the kiddush.
It's part of the kiddush. It's the Lord. Savri means gentlemen. Listen up. Here we go. We're gonna. I'm about to yotzi you. Okay. Last one. Kimosam. Ach le'inyan zman yesh lechiluk. De beisha zman chiyuva min haTorah. Kishahu ben Yud Gimel, Veisha, Mishanaz, his Bas Yud Beis, the Az he Mischayeves Bechol HaMitzvois. Right. So just in terms of the age that kicks in, are we knowing those? 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. Okay.